Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
All right, let's begin. Hey, everybody.
We are 10 degrees away from freezing in California.
I don't know why it's so cold in LA. The sun is out and it's beautiful, but I've got like mittens on.
Yeah, like my house is cold. Because you know,
I turned the heat on for the first time. You know,
first time, right?
Yeah, and it smells a little bit like, because it's probably killing all the flies in there or something. But that's what's happening in my house. The heat is on. The heat is on. It's on the streets.
It says it's 59 degrees, but that's bullshit. It's really 40 something.
No, it's not 40s, bro.
But today it's 40. This morning it was 47 degrees.
It's cold for LA, man. This is not norm. But at least the sun is out. It's beautiful out.
It's warmer in New York City right now.
It feels like a beautiful New York City fall day in La La Land. Mm. I have something very exciting to show you. Oh, God, don't get started.
The rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms that played by those who came before. They say you've got a wanting more. So I bang on every door.
No one wants to hear La La Land. I mean, I do, but I sense the audience doesn't. We have so much to talk about.
The audience was a little upset about the shit we talked about, man. They were like, enough with the Star Wars.
Oh, okay, really? I saw one comment that was like, oh my God, it's now an Andor and Scrubs podcast. I'm in.
Well, I love that person. But to the people that were like, can you just tell us where to fast forward to so we can get to the Scrubs talk?
Listen, you know, I was thinking about the subject of haters, and I was thinking a lot about Taylor Swift because, you know, what I loved about Taylor Swift being the first human being to take over every slot of the top 10 Billboard.
That's crazy.
Is that because has the level of fame she has, she also probably has the most haters because just, you know, per capita, that many people. And I just love that with someone with that many detractors said, it doesn't matter. Look at the numbers.
She didn't say that. What she said was the haters going to hate.
Right. I'm just saying I love for someone who has probably the most haters that she has every single song in the top 10.
She told you what she's
going to
do. She gave you the formula. She gave you the formula. Shake that shit off, Zach.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
Well, listen, Joelle, was it you who pointed out, someone pointed out to me there has never not been a male artist in the top 10.
Oh, it wasn't me, wow. But that is a fascinating piece of That's information. Crazy. Come on, Taylor, for the women. I love it.
I'm just impressed with her, and I like the album a lot. You know,
now you like the album. Now I you do. Like it.
I do. I do. I got to say, you know, I like Taylor Swift, and
I love Taylor Swift.
And
I'm not a huge fan of the album.
Okay, not every song is a bop, but there's two great singles, and then there's some that are very moving, I think. But, you know, maybe that's the...
It's not my favorite record of hers. And I'm not
alone. Folklore is way more our jam, you know.
I'm not alone in saying this, but I do appreciate what she's done. I think this is, I think just for music in general and for the, you know, her path is one of, you know, she's a writer. She came from being a writer and a little kid who liked to write songs, and now she's captured all 10 spots on the top 10 spots on the
it's,
top
it's
100.
Amazing. I'm just it's so like, impressed with her. And you know, it's like even Jack Antonoff, who produces her stuff, I've met him a couple times, couldn't be a nicer person. I saw that he was getting a lot of hate. People like, oh my God, he's making all these albums from all these women we love sound the same, which I don't know enough about to even comment on. But I thought the production was really cool and unique, and I don't know. I'm just like I'm happy for them because like they got a lot of like mixed reviews. I guess I
surmise.
That's
what you want. I think mixed reviews with success is kind of what you want, isn't it?
Right. You know what so I mean? This is coming off of your comment about like some people were hating on us talking so much about Andor. I know you're kidding, and it's like a micro thing compared to what I'm talking about. But in the larger scope of things. I just kept smiling for Taylor Swift this week because I was just like, this woman has so many detractors and obviously 9 zillion fans. She's going on a full stadium tour. But I was just impressed. Like, look at her go. She's got no one has ever had every song in the top 10 before. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
And you know what I say to Taylor?
Do or do not. There is no try.
You know, that does sound like Frank Oz, but it's actually me. I'm not
Can I show
lie.
You guys something that I'm very proud of?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I have a visual display. So my trailer and poster for my film with Morgan Freeman and Florence Pugh are getting ready to drop in December. And I'm going to give you guys the first this is the final print of the poster. I hung it on a stand to show you.
Ooh, it's big.
Oh, I love it.
Whoa.
Wait, I gotta lower it a bit.
I love it.
Wow. Man, this is eye-catching.
Isn't that cool?
That's great.
It's really cool.
That's really great.
I'm so excited about it, you guys.
Wow,
you
bud.
Should be. Ah,
that's
it's real.
Be on, like,
that's
bus
fucking
stops.
Sick, dude. Yeah.
Isn't that
it's
cool?
Be great. I can't wait.
And
is it only in theaters?
Only in theaters. Mm-hmm. Audience, please mark your calendars. It'll be in, I believe, unless something changes, it will be in New York, L.A., Texas, the 24th of March. And then it'll be everywhere the following weekend, 3/31, March 31st.
Nice. I love it.
So please put in your calendar. Please go. This is like one of the things I'm most proud of that I've ever made. And wow. And I'm just, you know, we had to pause because, you know, we waited to come out of the spring because Florence had two big movies come out. So we wanted to wait and not have the marketplace be too crowded. And so now it's fine, you know, which was a bummer solely because I wanted to share this with everyone. I'm so proud of it. But now that like it's November, like shit's starting to gear up for like promoting March, and it's exciting. And like I literally had to sign off like on the final poster. They sent me the print and they're like, speak now or never. And and it's done. I couldn't find. I'm like looking for typos. I'm like looking at everything.
I love it.
Anyway, that's the poster. And audience, you're going to see it very soon. I believe December is when the trailer and this poster will be placed.
Thunderous applause, Daniel.
Oh,
thunderous
yes.
applause. Daniel's not here, so I'll hit the button for myself.
But Daniel will edit this also.
Anyway, so thank you.
I love it.
I'm very proud of it. It's very exciting.
I love that you're putting yourself out there like that again, man. That's always an adventurous feeling, you know, to be, I guess, trepidatious, right? When you're out to discover, you know what I mean? So like when you have that in your, when you have that in you and you, and you're not afraid to say, well, here I am and this is me. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Take it or leave it.
This is what came out of me. This is me. And I really feel very, very proud of it. I can't. I don't know if I've ever told you that story. Did I tell you that story about Bon Iver saying to me, Justin Vernon saying to me, that's the song that came out of me for Wish I Was Here? Did I tell that story?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, audience, I'm sorry if I'm repeating it, so I'll tell it quickly. But, you know, he wrote a song for Wish I Was Here, and it was incredible. I was so honored. And he, as genius as the song was, and I love the song, it wasn't quite right for the moment that I had placed a temp song. And so I had the audacity slash balls to be like, hey, man, I love it. It's incredible. Could you tweak it here? Here's why. Because, you know, it doesn't work quite in that moment. Here's why. And he was like, Zach, I sat down and I watched your movie and I was really moved by it. And I got up and like, that's what came out of me. And like, that's what I have to offer, because that's what came out of me.
Right.
So I think about that a lot when I'm putting my own stuff out there. I'm sure this is, you know, something you can relate to for putting your animation out there. It's like, hopefully people will love it. Maybe some people won't, but it's me. It's what I have to say. It's what came out of me. And it's so pure in that it's me. And of course the genius work of Florence Pugh and Morgan Freeman and Molly Shannon and so many others. So I'm really proud of it. I think it's something special. I hope it,
you know,
I hope
who's
people
not
like
in
it.
Your movie?
Donald Faison.
Yeah, a little upset about that.
Well, we have big plans. Speaking of which, I think our ads are already running, because my agent sent me a picture and I said, oh, is that an early a cut you saw? And he goes, no, that's on TV.
What?
They're already out there, bro.
No.
Our new T-Mobile spots. Certainly by the time
you
want to
talk
airs,
about T-Mobile?
Yeah, we got some new T-Mobile spots, you guys, that I think are pretty funny. And there's three new ones. And I'm very excited. I didn't think they'd be airing this quickly. I thought it was going to be
just in time for the holidays.
Just in time for the holidays. Donald and I had a lot of fun making these. We cracked up like the old days.
We laughed hard.
And a shout out to Brian Klugman, who's
the Don on the podcast.
Who's been on the podcast? Remember, he wrote that children's book, and he's sort of the Don Draper of this for T-Mobile. And he's just such a fan of ours and such a supporter.
Him and Eric Panay.
And so it was just kind of like, Brian was kind of like the Bill Lawrence character in the situation. And Donald and I are just doing these ads and riffing, and he's adding more jokes. And it's just like so fun. I just reminded me of the old days, dude. I love laughing with you and being silly with you. And you know, they're good ads.
But hopefully we get to do this again. And I'm not just talking about the T-Mobile ads. Like, you know, Joel said that the emails came in, or the, was it emails or was it a
voicemail?
We
had asked for voicemails. Yeah.
The voicemails came in like gangbusters. I want to hear each and every pitch, but I guess there's way too many for that to
happen.
Well,
Joel will narrow it down, but I just want to say it's so fun laughing with you, dude, and making those spots. And I hope the audience, when you see them, there's three new ones. They'll be rolling out, and I don't know. I guess they're already on the air, which is surprising because we just shot them, but they're funny.
It's nuts. We just shot them. Like,
yeah, let's get the show, baby girl.
Let's do it.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So this was a great...
Now, this was a great episode.
Really?
You liked it?
No.
You didn't like it?
I mean, I giggled, but it's not... I think it's a B-side.
Oh, I loved that it was a B-side. I love that there was nothing really, it was just
nothing really that meaningful.
Yeah, you know, it just, you know, it's the I love that, and I love the theme of it. You know, everybody's a hypocrite. The hypocrisy in a hospital is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to tell me to take care of myself and you're not taking care of yourself? And that's what we always do. That's what I do it with my kids all the time. You know what I mean? So, but some, you know. I tell my kids, you can't play video games, and then I'm on the video game for fucking 5 hours in a day when they're in school and shit like that, you know, and I'm upset that they're playing for over a half an hour.
Right.
You know, it's
but you're trying to save them from their young minds are so.
You fail it so much at so many things that sometimes just having a win, even if you're not abiding by your own rules, just that win is enough, you know?
Yeah.
And that really is what that seems like what's going on in the
hospital. Episode is about that. Yeah. It's about hypocrisy and, it's also about growing up. JD finally gets told by a lot of people that he needs to grow up, which is true. I mean, he does the most ludicrous thing. This trying to bash the car windshield of the brand new car that his brothers bought him. I didn't understand that at all. It was so it was so disrespectful to Dan. I mean, even if he thought Dan you know, my first instinct was Dan is shady. Like, did Dan steal this car?
No.
You know, like, Dan doesn't tell the truth, you know?
Remembered this episode.
And then, so then we eventually learned that, no, Dan really has turned his life around and he's got some money and he's buying JD a car because JD can't go visit his son 40 minutes away to go. That's not going to be convenient. He can't do that on a scooter, which he mentions is the only thing he has. And Dan gets him what appears to be a Prius, I think. And JD's first instinct is to smash or attempt to smash the windshield. I thought that was so, I mean, just from an outside perspective of, I know it's a comedy, but like, what a dick.
Yeah, he can't take it. Jealousy is a bitch.
And then he literally says, you're supposed to be the loser, not me. I mean, that is so fucking obnoxious.
All right, we're jumping so far ahead.
I'm sorry. We'll come to it. I'm just saying in the overall tone of the episode, I don't know. I just thought this episode, they're all great. By the way, it was written by the very funny Deb Fordham and directed by the man himself, Bill Lawrence. And a little trivia, this was a green episode during NBC's Go Green Week. So I guess NBC at the time had an initiative to push people to go green. And I imagine they said to Bill, can you please work something into the episode related to going green for the environment? And that's why the whole gender storyline is about recycling and stuff like that.
Well, we start off the show, JD's having a moment, you know, about being a dad, mm-hmm. and he's kind of geeked about it, kind of nervous about it, and Turk takes the wind out of his sails. And then we go into the hospital, and now, for me, a scale is
triggering.
I have issues with scales because, you know, it's not supposed to be how much you weigh. It's supposed to be how you look and feel. That's how you determine your happiness, not a number, right?
Right.
But in the scheme of things for the episode, they put a scale in the hospital for some reason.
Well, right, no, there's always a scale in a hospital. They got some new fancy scale.
Yeah, but
right?
They put it right in the middle of the fucking ER.
I see it. Yeah.
And all the women are freaking out because the scales in town.
Yeah, they're all staring at it. They're all giving it the evil eye.
Carla right away is like, I could use 5 or 6 pounds. Like right away, that's the first thing she goes to because the scale is in the room.
Right.
And that's always what it is. Like for me, I could have a 6-pack and look great. But if the scale doesn't match the number that I want to be, then there's something wrong. You
but
know
if you're
what I mean?
Training, though, it's funny because, you know, the weight doesn't really change that much. So if you're losing body fat and gaining muscle, you know, your weight is going to
but you're
stay
also
roughly
gonna drop,
the same.
You're also dropping water weight, too. So the more water you drink, the more water.
Well, it depends what
your
goal
system.
Is. If you're just trying to lose, if you're trying to lose fat, then you're going to obviously your number's going to go down if you're doing it right. But I find that when I'm trying to cut fat but gain muscle, my weight doesn't.
Go down at all.
Much.
Yeah. It doesn't go down at all. All that happens is your waist gets smaller and the muscles look bigger and the fat starts to disappear.
By the way, I had a really great moment that happened to me. I have to do a humble brag. I saw the directors for my new movie with Vanessa Hudgens and I really got in good shape for it because even though my character necessarily wasn't like supposed to be ripped by any stretch of the imagination, I was going to be shirtless a few times. I'm like, I'm not going to not look good.
Yeah, you didn't want the bagel.
And the directors were like, dude, it makes we finally got to the first shirtless. They're cutting it. Like we got to the first shirtless scene. It makes no sense that your character's that ripped. Like he's a middle school teacher in Brooklyn, like with, you know, I'm like, well, he could be a guy who trains. Why not? And you're like, yeah, but he's sort of, you know, he's a little bit dorky. He's a little bit like There's even a joke
are
about
they asking
you
to come back and do reshoots.
No. They're just saying. I was like, well, don't cut around it, bro. I put a lot of work in it. They're like, no, there's no way to cut around it. You're ripped. And I was like, I can't tell if you're upset or, but I don't really care. Thank you.
But that's
I was
the
like,
scale.
I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be in a movie with Vanessa Hudgens and this woman Evelyn Brochu, who's a beautiful French actress, French Canadian actress. I'm like, I'm going to look my best. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not like Colin Farrell and going to gain, these guys who gain 50 pounds to be more right. in character. No, that's not
yeah. What's his name? Batman. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, he's the ultimate guy who does that.
That dude gets skinny, fat. Freaking.
And Jason Segel never cares. He's like, shirt off? Okay, great.
Jason Segel's like, you want to see my dick? Here.
Oh, my God. He has a funny in the show episode.
Adam, him and Adam Devine, both of them like, here's my cock.
Right. I don't want to show my cock in anything. I mean, I guess I would if it was the right thing.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, I would, but I wouldn't like okay, just let it
so
dangle
look,
there. I'd get it going.
So
a
look. All right, when I was younger and Oz came out.
You'd have to fluff
when
it.
When Oz came out, and as an actor, people
Oz
would
the
be
Great
like,
and Powerful or Oz,
no,
the,
Oz
TV
the TV show? Would you be on Oz? And the whole thing was always, as long as I don't have to show my dick. Because right. there were some people who had no business showing dick on that show. Right. Even though it's for work, it became a novelty. If you want to see some dick, turn on Oz, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. And some people would show their dick and would have, like, tiny dick.
Well, I went
and it
to
would
see
be
the
like,
play.
You shouldn't have showed your dick.
I
because
went
now
to see
everybody's going to talk about how tiny. Look, you can act like it's not a big deal. Listen, I don't care who you are out there. You can act like it's not a big deal. But when you look at yourself and you look down at yourself, everybody's always like, I wish I could be bigger. Everybody, even the biggest person on the
all
planet.
Right. All right.
Am
listen.
I going too far?
Yeah. I went to see the play. I went to see a play on Broadway called "Take Me Out," which has lots of
it's male, a lot of dick, a lot of dick.
You have to be okay with penises seeing this because there's just penis. There's lots.
Did you have good seats?
I got good seats. I had great angle on all the penises, and you know it takes place for the most part in a locker room and in a shower room, and there's just penises everywhere. It's the most penises.
Wait, did
I've
you see Jesse
seen.
Williams' penis?
Yeah, you see Jesse Williams. In fact, what happened was someone snuck a camera in. Now they do the pouch thing where you have to lock it in a pouch and you, like the stand-up comedians do these days, and you can't take your phone out until you leave the theater, which is smart because what some fucking asshole is taking pictures. But what's funny is they have two security guards. I haven't told this story, right?
No. We've only been back two episodes, bud.
No, I know, but I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember what I told. Okay. So there's two security guards, right? And they're sitting at the front, stage right and stage left of the theater. And they're there to obviously make sure no crazy people jump on stage and just grab Jesse Williams' penis or anybody's penis. Just hold on to it. But also,
I'm not letting go.
Yeah.
Just I'm
some
not
crazy,
letting go.
Some crazy person just jumps up and holds on for dear
but
life.
But how great would you feel if somebody could just jump up and grab your penis with both
not
hands
good.
And hold
not
on?
Not good. I don't think anyone would feel
life.
Good. No.
I'd be like, holy shit, that's a lot of penis. He could well, grab both
anyway,
hands for dear
what,
life. And
what happens is a funny thing, though, right? Because you're in the audience and these two guards, when you start to realize, if you're an intelligent person, that when the guards stand up, because at a certain point they're seated, right? But when they stand up and start scanning,
here comes
that,
the penis.
Oh, the penises are about to come out. because their job when the penises are out is to scan the audience for anywhere, right? Uh-huh. And it kind of tips the show because you're like, oh, this cock's coming out, they're standing. And then the second the cocks go away, these big, you know, bodyguards, they slowly sit down like, all right.
All right, everybody,
you
know, chill.
I got 30 minutes till I gotta look for people trying to photograph cocks
wow.
again. It's actually an amazingly acted drama, and there's of course humor in it. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and he's sort of the comic relief. But
it's not a musical.
It's not a musical. It's a drama. It takes place. It's about an openly gay baseball player, and how other teammates react, and. Incredible acting. And Jesse Williams is an incredible actor, I have to say. And
I've great. Always seen him on Grey's Anatomy.
I had never really seen him because I never seen him. I mean, he couldn't be a nicer guy. We hung out at the Tonys, and he's a sweetheart of a person.
Anyway, played basketball pretty well, too.
And he's got the most amazing eyes.
Yeah.
So well,
he's a handsome man.
Anytime a brother got green eyes, all of a sudden, everybody start acting crazy. Terrence Howard, God damn, look at them eyes. Oh, man, look at them eyes. Jesse Williams, look at my eyes, look
Jesse's
at my eyes.
Jesse's very, very handsome, and I have seen his penis, so.
Right.
But anyway, it's actually playing, so go see Take Me Out if you, and don't be afraid of the penises, okay? But I'm going to give you a little spoiler. When those guards stand up, cocks are about to fly, so get ready.
Cocks fly?
They don't fly, they jiggle, they bounce. Well, they walk. If your cock's out and you're walking.
Okay, so it's not. They're not bouncing it. It's not performance.
No, they're not taking it and bouncing it.
Got it. I was hoping this would. I'm not gonna lie. I understand this is a serious subject matter, but I was hoping that it was a musical with a bunch of naked men dancing with just.
Do you remember in Top Secret when they go to the ballet, and the female dancers are jumping from cock to cock?
Yes. Shit, it's wild.
That was the stupid. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. All right,
well,
should we talk
anyway,
about
anyway? Go see Take Me Out.
Yeah, go see Take Me Out. Because in all seriousness, get over the penises and watch some great acting. Let's take a break real quick. Should we take a break, Joelle?
We're gonna take a quick break.
We'll be right back with the legendary Scrubs. Donald Faison.
Everybody likes a little ass filet. Don't even act like you don't. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/realfriends.
And right,
we're back! Wu-Tang right, forever.
So, yeah.
Look, Ted is all of a sudden about climate change. He saw Inconvenient Truth.
Yes. Inconvenient Truth has fucked Ted up, and he is really upset. And he confronts the janitor about why his van is on.
Now, this is what got me. That was years ago. This is over 10 years ago that we were talking about climate change and everything like that and Al Gore.
Yeah.
We are now witnessing some of the things he was talking about.
Of course, and it's all happening way sooner than even Al Gore's movie said it was happening.
Yeah.
Not a great time to buy a house at sea level.
No, it isn't. Like, if you live in an apartment building in New York City, just know that you might be looking out into the ocean one day.
I'm trying to put solar on my house.
We have solar.
You do have solar?
Yeah, I'm trying to get.
There's only one spot where I think it could work. The guy's coming out to assess if I get enough sunlight.
Because it's expensive, man. You save money.
No, but
long
you get a
run.
Rebate because
yeah,
well, we
you
live
save
in California.
Money in the long run. But
yeah,
it's a lease, or you can buy it. Like,
don't discourage people.
I'm not discouraging anyone. I'm just saying to transfer over into electrical and solar energy, it's going to be expensive for the state of California.
Well, but there are California incentives. And by the way, if you have the right amount of sun on your land, you can be making so much electricity that you're actually selling it back to the city. So look into it if you can afford it, because you might have to put out some upfront cost, but then over X amount of years, you actually could be making money if you have enough sunlight on your property.
Yeah, the transfer is where they get you, but in the long run, you're actually.
I saw this
money.
Thing; it's so cool, dude. It's super expensive, so it's not really makes sense for most people. But it's this giant sunflower looking solar thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's the size of a small tree, but in the morning it unfurls like a sunflower and it spins as the sun moves, and just the solar panels are like an open flower and it turns to just go all day long wherever the sun is.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's way cool.
Yeah, I geeked out on it.
And you could power all of your equipment with solar energy.
And
anyway,
you can have batteries. You can get batteries and save it. Anyway,
Kavanaugh is back.
Tom Kavanaugh is back, and he does a crazy, very elaborate. Before I realized that Tom Kavanaugh was going to surprise me, because I don't remember this episode much, I was like, wow, they don't normally just stroll into rooms with dead, bloody bodies on them on scrubs. Right. Like, first of all, the doors just open. There's no like respect for the deceased. Like, this feels like out of character for scrubs. And Turk's being so cavalier about it. Like, yeah, the guy died.
He died. He's dead.
And before I realized what was happening, I was like, wow, that's a little out of character for the show. Of course, someone has done amazing prosthetic. I didn't know they hired a prosthetic artist to do Dan's back to look so real.
Like it had gotten split down the middle.
Like they hired someone for like 10 grand to do very elaborate split open prosthetics on Dan.
Speaking of very elaborate prosthetics, did you see Heidi Klum for?
She was a worm.
Oh my God, an amazing worm.
Like, how do you party in that thing?
She didn't party in that. She wore that for the red carpet and then promptly took that shit off.
She danced with Quest Love in the outfit. And she posted a whole behind the scenes video of her, like, when the costume was just like foam. And so she practiced, like, the laying down part was practiced and how to get up and how to move. And then eventually, like, halfway through the party, there was a reveal where she takes the worm part off and she has, like, a sparkly, like, naked looking suit. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I like
it. It looks like skin, but with diamonds all over it, basically.
Well, she had a lot of pressure she always has a lot of pressure, that woman, to bring the best costume.
That's her fault. She shouldn't have killed it so hard the first time.
She loves it.
What was the first time? I forgot what it was.
I don't know. Her and Seal used to go nuts when they were married. I remember that. I remember, like, their Halloween party used to be the jam. And then they got divorced, and I thought, oh, well, there goes a Halloween party. Heidi's like, no, this shit's still going. I don't need Seal to keep this thing going.
That costume was amazing.
It was out of this world. Out of this world.
All right.
So Cox is hard on people.
Wait. So Dan does a big zombie hug that scares the shit out of me. There's people watching. They've all gathered. You've helped him do this scary prank on me. And then you're walking in the hallway, and I jump out and go, I'm a monster. Because I'm trying to scare him.
Right. You know what I had an idea for when watching this?
I remember riffing that. We did like 10 versions of what I would say. And I think I'm a monster. I think I came up with I'm a monster.
I had a great idea. And you guys, since we have a pitching point at the end of this, but the Young Dan and JD show would be a lot of fun. Instead of like Young Sheldon, what if it was Young Dan and JD and their dad? You know what I mean? Like, but you know, that would be a pretty interesting show, in my opinion.
What about, no one wants to see anything without Young Turk, and we didn't meet till college.
Yeah, but that's
how about Turk and JD the college years?
Oh my God. I don't know if that works. I don't know if that works.
Yeah, you would have a high top fade. That's for sure.
Every day in
there were no water balloons. There were no water balloons. You know, it'd be funny if we got like those de-aging dots on us and we played us in college.
I really like our idea,
like South Park Kenny, where the audience knows we're going to die.
We're in Star Wars, and we die in every episode.
Every episode, you think like they're going to get out of it. No, they're dead.
No, they're dead.
Do you like Andor this week?
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know, Joel and I were talking about that when you were trying
to
get
your
Why were
you talking about it when I wasn't here yet?
Uh-oh.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's weird to have you as a Star Wars fan all of a sudden. So we were trying to get the shit out of the way so you wouldn't be bored.
No, you can get the non-Andor shit out of the way. I don't care about that cartoon Jedi show.
You didn't watch Tales of the Jedi?
I'm not going to watch a cartoon Jedi
that
show.
That shit was fire. You know what? I'm going to say this. The Tales of the Jedi show is perfect for what it was for. You know what I mean? It tells a beautiful story of how Count Dooku becomes a Sith Lord. Mm-hmm. And it tells a beautiful story of how Ahsoka, what happens after Ahsoka's left the Order and how she was capable of doing it. For what it is, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's not Andor. Andor is a different thing. It's a Andor's different beast so altogether. But so is Tales of the Jedi, Zach. I'm telling you right now. All right. It's so good.
Andor just takes its time. And it's just like, that was like a 90% dialogue episode.
Yeah. In animation, how about that Andy Serkis?
So well told.
Yeah. In animation, one of the best things that you can do as an animator is to take your time with your storytelling, with your movements. You know what I mean? Let everybody experience it. And that's what's happening with Andor. I'm not gonna lie though. At the end of it, I did want the prison break to happen. But
that's gonna happen, I'm sure, in the next episode. But they're gearing up.
Gearing up for something. But is it gonna be big? Have you watched Rogue One yet?
No, I don't want any spoilers.
There are no spoilers in Rogue One.
Is Andy Serkis in Rogue One?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe not. Well, but
then,
not. Maybe
then
not.
Then we know he die.
But everybody dies in that shit.
All right. Back to the television show Scrubs. I wanted to just point out a little something special though. At 4:44, 4 minutes and 44 seconds in, where you usually see Beard Fosse in the pharmacy, you see Deontay and Snoop Dogg conversing. And it's just a rare little sighting. I wonder what they were chatting about. But normally you see Beard Fosse there speaking to other random folks.
If only that would have appeared at 4:20.
Oh, even better. But listen, I've never in all the episodes we've been rewatching seen Deontay on the inside of the pharmacy conversing with Snoop Dogg resident. So I saw it.
Something fishy was going on back
there. Yeah, there was definitely something curious happening with those two.
Something different. Cox is hard on his patients, you know, but then he goes and he does the exact same thing. He stresses just like he told his patient not to.
But when he's pointing out, when he's pointing out hypocrisy in the hospital, the first example is a very tan doctor telling a woman with skin cancer, you can't go in the sun. And that was Anna from Sound.
Yes.
She was on our sound department. And then when Kelso is smoking a pipe, telling a guy not to smoke, that was Patrick Bolton, our set dresser that we always talk about.
Yes.
So two little cameos there. Although I feel like Patrick is a nurse in the show.
Yeah, he is. Patrick has a bunch of jobs.
So why is he now... I guess that nurse could also have some
emphysema,
some smoking lung issues, but he's already been established as a nurse on the show. Just FYI, if you're going deep with trivia.
Okay. And so Elliot hates the hypocrisy in the hospital, and she feels like, look, man, this is some BS. How are we going to tell our patients to do one thing, and then we're going to behave this way? And we're behaving just like them. And that comes to bite her in the ass later on. And that storyline goes on to be something even bigger than than what Elliot thinks it is. Turns out, I don't want to spoil it, but in a couple episodes, this character comes back and she hasn't gained any weight. And then we dig deeper.
Right. So Elliot, but, you know, the Elliot's giving her shit about this woman about being too thin. And then and Cox calls her out and says, you know, Cox carries her to the scale and says, you're a pound over her.
Pound less than her, actually.
You're a pound less than her and you're 5'9". You know, you're being a hypocrite. But, you know, there's ways to be 5'9 and thin in a healthy way and 5'9 and be healthy and thin in an unhealthy way. I mean, just to play devil's advocate.
Right.
But Cox was trying to make his point that that he believes Elliot's underweight and unhealthy as well.
The janitor and Ted are now on an environmental crusade. They're going to save the planet.
Yes. The janitor has been forced by Ted to watch An Inconvenient Truth. And now he's decided that he's an environmental officer.
But he has a freaking, a Girl sash. Scout sash.
Yeah. Covered with patches.
With a bunch of patches.
Buttons and patches.
I wonder if
he made that shit overnight.
Yeah. What did Scrubs Wiki say about the patches? I wonder that's a good Easter egg right there. What did the patches say?
I looked at, you know, I took a gander and they were mostly just, you know, standard like recycle and that kind of stuff. Let's see what I'll look right now. What if Scrubs Wiki had anything in particular to say about it?
Don't let me down, Trevor.
Well, I he's the one I checked this earlier. That's why I got the Green Week thing.
He's the one that said that.
Trevor and his posse members are the one who told me about that.
But anyway, we find out that Ted has head sweat and that he sometimes sleeps.
Well, flop sweat. Yeah.
Yeah. He has head sweat. He sometimes sleeps in Kelso's office on his bed. And the way he got caught was he didn't take his head imprint out of the pillow. And so, you know, Kelso's now telling him, I better not catch you in there again. I better not catch an indent like that again. And Ted runs off. And when he comes back, he literally has the pillow behind his back and he's hiding it. And Kelso doesn't notice. But then when he brings the pillow out, it's got a big, like a microphone shaped sweat spot. And he goes, I had to take it because of my head sweat.
Yeah.
That dude sweats like that from his head.
Yeah, he's a very nervous man. All right, the only thing I'm getting here that's new is Dan's entrance mirrors that of Jigsaw's in the first Saw movie. I've never seen a Saw movie.
Oh, sure. I see that.
And Elliot's patient Robin later appears in My Full Moon.
Okay, we not need to talk about that.
Okay.
That's for when we get to that.
All right, I'm just telling you what's in the trivia section here. We skipped the part where there's a fantasy and they force us to get on the scale. And she stamps Tubbo on your forehead.
Yeah, because I'm 210 pounds.
Yeah, and she stamps muscles. What is it? Muscles wanted. Yeah, on my. I thought it looks like it's added in post, right? It didn't look very.
It was definitely added in post.
Does not look very well done.
If they did stamp us, it wasn't clear enough, so they added it in post.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yes, baby.
So the janitor is trying to put up carpool parking spots. And they're reserved for people who carpool to the hospital.
Right.
And if you don't do it, you get punished in some way. So the janitor's like, look, I'm going to put these rules into place in the hospital. Mm. And for those of y'all who can't follow these rules, you will. There'll be punishment. That I see fit.
He's going to assess what the correct punishments will be.
Right. And for Turk, because Turk parked in a spot that should have been used for carpooling, he put a hornet's nest in Turk's car. And so on Turk's break, when he gets into his car to go drive to get lunch, he gets beat up by a bunch of hornets.
You screaming against the window was, I think, one of the only times I laughed out loud. That was pretty funny. And then there's another moment later on where it's not even referenced, but you're just walking by swatting wasps away. Okay, so Dan, we learn he flips houses now, and he's really, you know, of course the audience is skeptical because Dan has, you know, lied to us before. But apparently right. He's flipping houses. He's doing well. He's got enough money to buy JD a car.
He's doing really well.
Which means, like, really well.
You know, because when you make money, the first thing you think of isn't usually, I'm going to go buy my brother a car. Like, the first right. thing you think of when you make money is, I'm going to buy me some shit, you know?
But why did JD, okay, now what we started talking about, we can finally talk about because we're there in the episode. Why? It just felt, I just didn't get JD trying to smash the window with the big
ass. Because he's jealous. He's jealous of.
Why? JD has a great life.
But his
he's a neurotic mess, but he's got a great life.
But his brother's also single and now making a shit ton of money in a job that he doesn't have to work that hard at. You know what I mean? And he's succeeding. And that's to anyone. Imagine if you worked your whole life to become an architect, right? And you finally get there and you're making decent money and your buddy who, or your family member who's been a fuck up their whole life, and who you've had to carry your whole life, their whole life also, all of a sudden lucks out and becomes filthy rich on some job that they don't really have to pay attention to. The jealousy my whole life to get here, and you fucking just took a, you know, you just farted, and the shit worked out for you. You shat gold, and it worked out for you. The thought of that.
But why does JD, he says the line that really threw me, you're supposed to be the loser, not me. Why does JD think that he's loser? He's got a great job.
Because he can't afford to get a car. He can't afford to drive, and he has a fucking scooter. And he's like, this is going to work. I fucking feel like I can do this. I might not be able to take the kid anywhere.
Oh, yeah, he said he couldn't, I can't take Sam on the scooter because
His head is not strong enough.
His weak neck isn't appropriate for a helmet.
Yeah, it's not strong enough to hold a helmet up. But you know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah, all right. I see what you're saying. I didn't track that, like, oh, JD can't afford a car because he's technically, you know, not making a lot of money yet as a doctor.
And he works 10 times harder than his brother does. He stays up hours that are fucking outrageously, like, he probably gets, in the last 7 years, he averages like maybe 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night. That shit'll kill you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, the stress level is.
I think at this point in their
if you're not, listen, if you're not working private practice and you're working in the hospital, your hours are still out of control, dude, no matter what.
Okay.
Cox is a perfect example of it.
Okay. All right. Now, what do you think about this thing about the game that Dan plays, the constant questioner? That's where he
just asks questions.
Yeah,
the
I didn't really get that either. No, no offense to Tom, he's hilarious. I just didn't get the joke, really. Joelle,
I like
what do
you
think?
Good question part.
I was gonna say, I think it was just like an annoying big brother thing. It felt just from a sibling angle, very like this is a thing he falls back on when I give him a cold shoulder.
Right. I was just like, eh.
Not how well it worked is a bit.
It's a B-side. It's a B-side episode, Donald.
I don't know, man. I kind of liked
what
it.
What do you mean? You're trying to say that this is like, come on. When we love him, we love him. This one is, Joelle, what do you think?
I did like this episode just from, like, I don't know. It's a little bit darker than we typically expect. And I would say the comedy isn't. If we're rating this as like a comedy show, I'd be like, These are some interesting choices.
Right. This is way more. I agree with you, Joelle. This is way more of a, if you say B-side, maybe a deep cut on the track, but I don't know about a B-side. You know what I mean?
Well, doesn't a B-side mean like it's on the album, but it's like not one of the best tracks?
Sometimes a B-side just means, look, we're going to throw some shit out there. Usually, sometimes it's not even something that's on the album. We just had a song. We're going to put it on there.
But wait, Joelle, do you know this? Or Daniel would have known this, but can you Google it? I think it was from originally when there were records, you'd put your badass singles on side A, and then you'd put ones that were a little less.
Do you want to know where this backfired for real?
Where?
Now, you know Wu-Tang is forever, right? It's forever. Wu-Tang
forever.
Yeah. Right. But Wu-Tang, when they first dropped, they put Protect Your Neck out. And on the B-side, they put Method Man.
I don't know. I don't really know what that means.
So Protect Your Neck is the first single with the whole Wu rapping. I smoke on the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser. Raising hell with the flavor. Terrorizing jams like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man, right? And but it's all different. It's all of them. It's Ghostface, Raekwon, Method Man, U-God, the RZA, the GZA, ODB, like the whole, the genius, everybody's on it, right? Inspector Deck, like everybody's on it. Mm-hmm. And then on the B-side, they put Method Man, which was just Method Man doing M-E-T-H-O-D, man. What do you think was the biggest single?
I'm guessing because of the tone of your story, the M-E-T-H-O-D.
Yeah, Method Man became a star because they put him on the B-side of that. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking, so they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas. Only at Tecovas.com. The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, Joel, was I right about my interpretation?
Pretty much. B-sides are tracks which are unusual, rare, or secondary, deemed less important than the A-side songs, which are intended to be hits.
Yeah, so they're not released
as
singles.
So they did that with Method Man, and Method Man's song blew up so much that the B-side got a remix, like all types of shit.
Oh, I'm like, sure. Like there's some B-sides when in this latest Taylor Swift album where she did like
a... It ain't a B-side if it's...
No, but listen, bro.
If it's on the record.
No, she did... She did one version that was like the midnight version, and then she released a 3 a.m. version, which had like 19 tracks on it. All right. Now, if your track 19, Taylor's not going to release you as a single. It's going to be a B-side. How about this rapper from Amigos getting shot over a dice game?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's devastating.
Takeoff. Did you know their music at all?
They're a big group out of the South, out of ATL.
I know they're popular, and they feature them on Atlanta a lot, which is a show I just love so much. I just saw the headline, but it was over a dice game or something?
At a bowling alley.
They went with a record label buddy basically to celebrate his birthday on Halloween night. And we think that... it might have been someone on their side, like just firing while crazy and accidentally hit him. It doesn't seem like the police came out and made a statement. They're like, we don't think any illegal activity was happening at all. We don't think Takeoff was involved in anything illegal. We think it's just an accident, which is much more devastating, I think.
So sad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Too young.
Yeah. All right, back to the show.
Yeah.
I really thought this was very clever. Sorry. Go ahead.
The janitor's still afraid of Carla. Everybody's afraid of Carla.
Carla will fuck your shit up.
Yeah. I thought the opera thing was very clever. Is that what you were about to say?
Very clever. So we call it the Hedging Noise Symphony, where JD asks everyone if they think he needs to grow up. And everyone's like, that was clever.
You don't remember that part? Anyway, so I thought that was very clever.
Yes, very clever, very well done, very well directed,
and then
Mr.
I thought,
Bill Lawrence.
Going home and walking, I laughed out loud at, my scar from Harry Potter.
Yeah. So you're wearing a Harry Potter thing, which I didn't get because I've never seen a Harry Potter thing.
What?
Never seen anything related to Harry Potter, never
You
read
might
a book.
Like that. That's a lot of storytelling. It has special effects, but it's a lot of storytelling, dude.
Zach Space said no.
Are there lightning bolts coming out of fingertips?
No.
Oh, because that's where I draw my line. If there's lightning bolts coming out of fingertips,
then you don't like Star Wars
it.
At all. There's no lightning. There's no lightning bolts coming out of fingertips.
My nephew's always trying to fucking turn me on to sci-fi shit. I'm like, is there a lightning bolts coming out of fingertips? Because I'm not watching that shit.
There are no lightning bolts coming out of fingertips in Harry Potter. It's literally.
But you have to start with the Chris Columbus first one, and like does that still hold up?
It all holds up, buddy. It all holds up. My kids watch Harry Potter now, and they're scared to watch 6, 7, and 8. As they get older, the stories get way more. Okay, Joel, say something. Say something. Joel, please, Joel.
What
the fuck, man? Don't leave me on this island by myself. Say something.
I do feel like I missed out on this giant cultural thing. I mean, I really do, because there's always people like, I'm a Sphingendor. And I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck.
Sphingendor is great. I would say Zach might most be interested in the Alfonso Cuarón version, which really embraces practical effects that are very beautiful and fun to watch. And it's mostly a Christmas movie, so it's got like a lot of whimsy and charm and holiday aspect to it. That's fun.
You know which one my favorite is? The Goblet of Fire. That's the best one.
That's a good one because it's the best book. Okay, but that's too much.
The Goblet of Fire is the best one. That's the one with your boy from Twilight and Batman. Mm-hmm, the vampire Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Him, he's up in that one.
Robert Pattinson.
That's a good one. When they do the Goblet of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's like you can't watch nine movies in freaking 9 days. That's easy. I know,
but
you're
watching it with your children, which is different.
I'm not watching it with my children. I'm watching it by myself.
I forgot. Well, you're a bad example because you're you.
You know what? Here's a crazy thing. I watched Tales of the Jedi because I thought my kids wouldn't watch that shit, right? I was like, there's no way. I know Rocco hates Star Wars now. Rocco comes down in the morning, and he's watching this shit secretly, watching Star Wars again.
Why secretly?
Come on,
because
son.
Because he doesn't want me to know that.
Oh, that's so lame.
Because you like it, and it's cool, so he's got to be doing his own thing, probably, right?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's like, look, man, that's your thing. And he doesn't like Harry Potter. He thinks it's cool, but it's like, you know, it's not enough.
What does he like?
He likes basketball.
I know. Besides that, like, what does he like to watch?
He likes watching things like, all right, there was a show called Amphibia about these three girls that get trapped in this amphibious world. Okay. He liked that. He liked what's the show called with the freaking kids? It's on PBS, though. What's it called? Odd Squad.
Sure.
He watches that. He likes a lot of educational stuff because he's a smart kid.
Are you going to take him to see Wakanda Forever?
I mean, yeah. Why not, dude? I mean,
are you going to go? Are you going
to
go?
I tried to take him to see Thor. He was like, "It's all right." It's
are you going to go opening weekend to what's the title of the movie, Joel?
Wakanda Forever.
All right. Are you going to go? Are you going to go opening weekend, doll?
Yeah, I would take him to see what
you might want to get your tickets now, I would guess.
I don't know what
you
my
wanted
son
to
likes
get your tickets weeks ago.
I don't know what my son likes
be
as far as
he won't
as
be able to
as
go opening weekend, Joel.
Dude, I can listen, man. I'm Donald motherfucking Faison. I can get up into a movie theater now.
You're gonna call Ryan Coogler? Hey, Ryan,
fuck out of here, B. Somebody said some dumb shit like that to me. Like, how did you get tickets to that? And I looked at them, and for the moment, it was like I could be like, oh, I paid the money for it, but. Motherfucker, like it's Puffy. You saw what Puff did to that dude from the Power movie when he ran into him in the street. Like, nigga, you know who I am, B? What the fuck is you doing? That shit had me rolling. I'm not going to lie.
Happened?
We can cut all this up. So Puff was out in the street dressed up as the Joker. Right. And he was running into people on the boulevard, right? And he ran into somebody and the person didn't recognize him. And Puff's trying to be, you know, cool about it and
but how
can
you recognize him if he's dressed as the Joker?
It doesn't matter. This dude's being a little extra about it, though. Like, get the fuck off me. Get away from me. Or, you know, you a clown, man. You a joke. And finally, Puffy drops the act. He goes from being Diddy in a fucking outfit, in a Joker outfit, to being Puff. And fucking, you know, I'm not going to say nothing, but, you know, Puff ain't no bitch. You know, let's just go with that. All right?
So this was a video of him like yelling at the guy or something?
He all of a sudden turns into Puff and is like, yo, don't you. And then he realizes, oh, shit, I went too far. And he's like, hey, bud, you should come to my party. And he jumps back into character. But when you come, you change your vibration. Alter your vibration, baby.
But wait, here's my question. Did the actor not truly not recognize
He didn't Puff? Recognize that it was Puff.
Oh, okay. And he thought it was some clown. He thought it was a guy fucking with him, so maybe.
Right, but he was being like, I'm a fucking star, dude. Don't fucking grab on me. Yo, who the fuck you think, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He was being one of those cats when, you know, he was feeling himself.
All right.
And didn't realize he was getting shown a lot of love.
I don't know what the lesson I should learn from this story is, but I feel like there's a lesson to learn. If Puffy comes up to you and he's just
the
Joker,
be careful. The thing is, this town is too small to be an asshole to anybody. Mm. It's way too small.
That's the truth.
The world is too small to be an asshole to anyone, Donald.
Anybody.
All right, listen, we're getting close to the end. JD is wearing his infamous soccer T-shirt.
Wait, what about him bouncing Hold on. Yes. What about him bouncing Turk's head like a basketball?
Yes, that's funny. I bounce your head. You paint your head like a basketball, and then I bounce you.
It even has the words that go across the
And then
the
I'm like, stitches. Between the legs. And you look at me like, no.
Because one, how are we going to do that?
Yeah, we figure it out. You put me into a you put me.
But
into
I
a
have
knapsack
a feeling it's so that you could freaking grab my head and you JD can in, grab my head and
you put me into a knapsack once, if you recall.
And that was not a fantasy.
Not a fantasy. So, but I'm wearing. I still own that shirt, by the way. It's a classic. A picture with a that says soccer and has a football on it.
You know what I found sad was that Ted, by everyone he's ever cared about, has been told he's a disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah, Ted doesn't have anyone that really loves him until he meets a lady in future. Not to be confused with lady, but he meets a gal. He meets a gal.
Gooch!
That means a lot coming from a guy who painted his head like some kind of sports ball. Now, JD, he plays basketball. Maybe not well, but he plays basketball.
He knows what a freaking basketball is.
He knows what a basketball is.
So, Turk convinces JD that he needs to go see his son.
Right.
He now has the means to go see his son.
Right.
He needs to go do it. JD's like, you know what? I'm going to take my brother with me. And he takes his brother. And they both get to hang out with Sam. This line at the end of this movie, at the end of this show, is one of the reasons why this show was so good for me. Because it's two things. One, Dan is reminiscing about the fact that he misses his dad, and when he sees his brother's son, it reminds him of his dad.
Yeah.
That's one part. The other part is JD realizes now that he has something on Dan, something that Dan wants. And so when he says, I know, it's not just, I know, like, yeah, you're right, but it's also, yeah, how about that? My kid looks like dad. Mm-hmm. And my success he realizes my success isn't necessarily my job. My success is this journey that I'm going through in life.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's him growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Dan has already realized that my success isn't how many, you know, what job I have or what, you know, that's not my success. My success is where I end up in the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have a hard time. A lot of people are like, I want that shit now. I need it now so I can be successful. The journey is the most important part.
Yeah.
And you can't, you don't want to bypass.
And showing up in your kid's life. And he's about to start this new chapter as a father.
Right. But that's what makes him successful. That's what makes him a great person. So all of that stuff that he was, you know, Dan, I'm not supposed to be the loser. You are. He's not a loser. He's done something that Dan hasn't been able to do. And he has that over him at the end of the show. So that's something I took out of.
That's
he looks
well
like
said.
Dad. I know.
That's well said. And of course, it made me think of John Ritter. Although it's ill-advised to drive a car with a half-broken-out windshield.
That's all I could think about during that scene. I was like,
because
it's not
likely,
safe.
You're likely to get some glass in your eyes.
Or bugs.
I would be more worried about the glass.
Right. Well, yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Joelle has a very exciting surprise for us that we don't know much about, but we're very excited. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And we're back.
We are back.
Zach, I love you. Zach, I love you.
By the way, I have to say that you and Wilder killed it for Halloween.
We didn't talk about this yet.
You went so viral.
Oh my God.
You were everywhere with that Wilder and you costume.
Yep. I'm just going to say my wife called
Casey Cobb. Casey Cobb came through.
She knew. She was like, yo, we're going to put her in this outfit. And I was like, oh, that's cool. She's like, no, that's not where it ends.
That's the beginning.
That's just how it starts. You are then going to put on your, you know, the only thing that I have from, I the braces don't fit in my mouth anymore because your teeth adjust and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that chain is the only thing that I have. And that's something that I bought into the situation. It was a chain given to me by this girl, Melissa Boner, when I was growing up.
She wasn't teased at all.
No, not even a little bit. But she gave me a chain with the Superman. Her parents were in jewelry or something like that. And she gave me that. And I just remember thinking, holy cow. And I wore it everywhere. And when I did Clueless, I wore it in the movie. And that's really the only thing that I still... I gave it to my brother for a little bit when he was in his band. So he, you know, had a little bit of that magic. And then he gave it back to me. He was like, I don't need this anymore. And it's been sitting in like a jewelry box forever.
But what about the were those the colors of the costume that Murray wore?
No.
No. Oh, but you wore a Kango backwards.
Yes.
Okay. Like, well, anyway, and, all and I know
the,
is...
The real star of the picture is my daughter.
Of course. Of course.
She hit that stance.
But
she hit it hard.
By the way, she's going to be a little performer. You know it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. That was my first thought, too.
They're calling. They're calling.
Listen, I got to tell you, she's so adorable. And just the sass she had on her face.
She is captain of the SS Sassy.
What happened? Now, did Casey ever get into the yellow plaid outfit?
No, she never did. She never even tried to.
Did she have one in the house?
No, she doesn't.
Because our listeners were told that there might be some role playing, and I just wondered if you wanted to follow up.
Oh, there were some roles. We played some roles.
Oh my.
Oh, we played some roles.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Roles were played.
Yeah. But
all right. Well, Joelle, tell us what's happening now.
Yeah. So, okay, you have two options. You guys let me know what you want to do. We can either listen to people's pitches for what we do after season 9 of Scrubs.
Yeah.
Or we can listen to their pitches for things you guys should create, TV shows, movies, whatever. We have plenty of both.
Okay. Let's listen to
One of each?
One of each.
All right. Okay. All right.
So pick us your best on what we should do. Ooh. After we run out of episodes.
This is hard. There's so many.
Okay, we'll play one.
I'll play that one.
How long is it? Well, first of all, how long is it?
None of them are longer than 2 minutes.
Okay. So
everybody kept it tight.
All right. Good work, everybody. Thank you for submitting. Let's hear an example of what you think we should do after we run out of Scrubs episodes.
All righty. Here we go. Why is this not up here? You know what? I'm just going to share my whole desktop.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Joelle and gang. I did email for my idea for after season 9, but I know you get lots and lots of emails, so I'm sure you haven't seen it. So I have listened to the latest episode and I'm sending you a voice note. Particularly with having the break and coming back with this most recent episode, I think, well, for me personally, what I've enjoyed most about the podcast is just catching up with Zach and Donald and Joelle and Daniel. You know, it was great during COVID that they would mention big things happening at the time and it felt relevant to everyone and it would connect everyone, you know, mentioning what's going on in the world, things like that. And just catching up. And I love hearing their recommendations for what they're watching, what they're listening to, what they're working on. So maybe just like a fortnightly, sorry, that's a very English term, bi-monthly,
weeks.
Would you say?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Or a monthly episodes even, because obviously I know the guys are busy. So that might be more feasible to fit with their schedules. So the fans can just listen in and catch up with them and, you know, feel a part of that friendship. Because I think that's what a lot of people felt like.
What's your name, Joelle? Whilst
listening to you every week, we felt like we got to know you and be part of the gang. I think that's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, you can still have people on, guests on every now and then. Maybe people you've worked with on other projects or... You know, just still have the Scrubs co-stars on just to sort of catch up and hear about projects they're working on. Sarah Chalk is just always gold. Maybe you can revisit like some of the episodes where you couldn't get the guest stars. Ryan Reynolds, I'm looking at you.
Ryan Reynolds, you were
bold
for that.
Would be
she called you out, Ryan.
And I ain't going to see. And I ain't going to see
your because I think it's difficult to pick another show. As it will always alienate some people that didn't watch it, weren't interested in it.
Right.
And I don't think it will have the same impact without hearing like the backstage stuff and the kind of inside gossip. So they're my thoughts anyway. Yeah. I'm glad you're back.
Is that Laura Turnbull?
Laura Turnbull care, is bye. Right.
That was great.
I agree with Laura Turnbull.
First of all, how wonderful is that accent? I mean, I know I'm biased, but that is just I just love when I hear someone speak with that accent. Laura Turnbull, that was very well said. Donald, your thoughts?
I agree with her. Maybe that's what we do, where we do it twice a month and we just catch up and shoot the shit.
Yeah,
talk.
Because I like that. Because the thing is, we always are, we love doing the show, and the show is a nice sort of spine, if you will, for us to sort of have a story to tell throughout the hour. But the truth is, let's be honest, the four of us could shoot the shit for an hour, and we could also invite guests on and shoot the shit with them. I think what Laura Turnbull is very eloquently saying is people, yeah, they like Scrubs, but they also just like hearing us shoot the shit and catch up. And maybe that's not every week. Maybe it's every 2 weeks. But we talk about what we're watching, what we're recommending. We surprise each other with a guest or I don't know. That's definitely an interesting idea, because I think Laura's right in that no matter what show we pick, A, we're not going to have any behind the scenes anecdotes.
Right.
We're not going to be as invested in it because we don't have the insider memories. I can't tell it. I can't say, oh my God, that's funny. Deontay and Snoop Dogg at the pharmacy window, because we don't know anything like that. And she's right that you're guaranteed to alienate a certain amount of a percentage of the audience. Cause they're like, I don't give a fuck about XYZ show.
I agree. I feel like that's right. But you know what, Laura, that's your opinion. We got so many more to listen
right,
to.
But let's put Laura Turnbull. Joelle, you have a whiteboard. Can we put Laura Turnbull on the whiteboard as a potential? Now, Donald, do you want to hear one more just to contrast?
Yeah.
Or do you want to move on to the ideas for our future collaborations?
No, I think we should do future collaborations.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we're going to hear an idea. But Laura, that was excellent. And thank you for submitting that and for saying things like Fortnite.
this one comes from Matt and Vic.
Okay, Matt and Vic.
Greetings, Zach, Donald, Joelle, Daniel, and Daniel's brother-in-law in the background. My name is Matt Johnson. I live up near Seattle. I was listening to the November 1st podcast today where you all were asking for ideas for movie pitches for Zach and Donald. And as I was driving listening to you guys, I thought, I can't get an idea of a Christmas film out of my head.
Yeah, I agree.
And then later in the show, you guys came up with it yourselves, and I was like, oh no, maybe I shouldn't do this.
No, you should.
But what the hell, here I am, I'm doing it. And I think Zach and Donald should play colleagues in a public school where they are tasked with putting on a Christmas/holiday performance for the students. It probably works best with high school students, but it would be hilarious with elementary school kids. And you both have such different music tastes that would make for a super cool soundtrack. And you guys really pick cool songs anyway, like Zach's soundtracks for films, Donald's experiences and talent with his own musical abilities. And I think that would be a really, really cool idea. And there's just so much possibility. I'm a middle school English teacher. I'm not saying that I should write the script or that you should ask me to write the script, but I would do it if you wanted me to. I have no experience with screenwriting, but it would be really fun. And plus, it'd be really cool to work with you guys. But anyway, that's my idea. School Christmas holiday concert. Zach and Donald are the teachers, and it's thrust upon them, and that's their task. And they make it work, and it's a fantastic performance.
That's funny.
All right. Really love listening to the show, as always. Glad you're back. Glad you all enjoyed your hiatus, and continued success to you all. Cheers.
What a nice guy. What's his name, Joelle?
Matt,
thank you so much. That was...
That shit's
all
funny.
I laughed through the whole thing.
Yeah, I like the idea of us working in a middle school together or an elementary school. Well, no, a middle school.
Or a high school.
Or a high school and putting on a high school musical.
We're the two teachers who have been assigned to throw the holiday spectacular.
and we're going to go balls to the wall.
Yeah, and we're both Maybe we were both failed actors. So this is like, it's kind of like Guffman. Like, we're going to go all out.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's good. All right, Joelle, put that on the board. Matt, thank you. Very, very funny idea. This is fun. I like our new segment.
But how does this work, though? In the end, how does this work? So
I thought perhaps we could keep doing these each week, and then we could have our own March Madness bracket.
Yeah,
at the end, where we let people vote.
That's freaking hilarious.
And we could do a March Madness bracket where you guys let us know which.
Well, they can vote, like, but we're still gonna. That's not good. We're gonna pick what we respond to the most. But it'll be
don't tell them that. Then they're not gonna vote, bro.
No, listen. It will influence us.
Right.
It will influence us, but we're not going to dedicate a year of our life to something we find mildly interesting,
right, you know? Or something that they put us in just to put us in, like. Mm.
I'm talking about, in that instance, I was talking about what the podcast would be. In terms of creating a show, we're certainly not going to go out and pitch something to networks that isn't something we find hilarious, even if the audience is like, that's the one.
You have to do this, right? Even if the audience is like, this must be done.
I really do love, thank you guys. And that's a good length. If you submit, Joelle, tell people how they submit again.
So you can just send us a voice note if you have an iPhone or, you know, if you have a Android or something. There's all kinds of recording apps. Just record yourself. Please keep it under 3 minutes. We're not going to play it if it's
longer
than 3 minutes.
Let's say two, because those were two, right?
Yes.
Yeah, those were two. I think two is a good length.
All right. Yeah. 2 minutes. You can send it to scrubsiheart@gmail.com. And, you know, if you like it, we'll play it here. And you know, eventually maybe the audience will get to vote or at least share their thoughts on your thoughts.
I liked it. And then I think when we narrow it down, eventually we can have these the people on and have them elaborate further.
Love it.
I love all this right. idea. It's the very reason fun. Why I love this is because we get to get back in touch with our fans.
I love it. And I love how those two fans were very well spoken and funny. And I'm Joelle, this is a hit. I love it. I love you both. That's our show, everybody. Thank you. I hope that
we miss you, Dano.
Hey guys, it's lastly, I just want to say this comes out on Tuesday. It's election day. Please vote.
Get out and do it.
I already voted early because you can. I'm pretty sure almost.
Listen, anybody can vote early if you get the ballot in the mail.
It's too late.
Just get
this
it
comes
out
on Tuesday. That conversation is useless because this is Tuesday.
If they get that stamp today, if it's out in the mail today, it's still considered early voting. That's not true. Even if it's Tuesday and you're listening to it right now, if you get it stamped today, it's still considered early voting.
Okay, but I would suggest. Yeah, sure. Donald's right. But if you're listening to this on Tuesday and you're in the United States of America, just go vote at your polling place. You can just, you know, any website you put into Google, where is my polling place? It's going to tell you where to go. And that's it. We love you very much. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.